Amchanti, 18th June 2019, Tuesday. This slogan: continue to move along while considering this world to be an alaukik game, an adverse situation to be alaukik toys. Continue to move along while considering this world as a alaukik game and adverse situation as alaukik toys. The whole world, Baba is saying, is a game, a play, and the situations which are coming in this, they are the toys. Games are for enjoyment. Plays are for enjoyment. Children love to play, and they use different toys for playing. Toys are of different types. Some are made up of wood, plastics, clay. Some are digital toys. So there are different toys. So children love to play with toys, and toys are for enjoyment, and toys are not just for enjoyment, but they also teach children many things. There are some toys which are known as puzzles. So these puzzles, collectibles, there are different varieties of toys. So games, sometimes while playing they use certain toys. So toys are very important. Firstly, entertainment. Second, learning. And then they also teach them about interpersonal relationships. They also teach them about cause and effect theory. They also teach them about life. So they remain busy in toys. So toys are used almost in all the cultures of the world. The oldest doll was found to be 4,000 year old. The oldest doll which was found was 4,000 year old. And they say the origin of toys maybe in 14th century or so. Nobody knows. But almost all cultures of the world, all the civilizations of the world have used toys. So toys, and therefore, as I said, they are for enjoyment. And children love. There are some adult toys also. Adults also play with toys. So everybody enjoys toys. They are like dolls. Like that Barbie doll. And then teddy bear. This teddy bear. And then there some toys are vehicles, like car, aeroplane, flight, or sometimes they make toys out of paper. From paper they make aeroplane and they make it fly. So some toys are handmade, some toys are machine made. So there are different varieties even, like as I said, dolls or teddy bears, Barbie doll, and vehicles or digital toys, and some are dangerous toys. So overall they are for enjoyment, overall they are for learning, overall they are for keeping one busy, overall they are for exercise also. Okay, there are some toys that are for exercise as well. So they have got variety of uses. And what about game? Everybody loves game. Why? Game or play. Children love to play. They don't like to study. They like to go outside and play. because there's enjoyment in play. And play is also something that teaches one so many things. Games, they teach. Games, you learn sportsmanship attitude. Games, you learn to work with others, to share with others. And most important thing in game is about victory and defeat. You learn to accept defeat with grace. You learn to accept, you learn to win, and you also learn to accept defeat. So both things are there in games. And you love to, you learn to encourage each other in games. So games, everybody enjoys. Toys, everybody enjoys. Now the Baba is saying today, the whole world is a alaukik game. So there is a game going on here. So that's why in today's Sakar Murli Baba said, you cannot hate anyone in this world. Because everybody is actor. Everybody is playing a part. Everybody is having his own drama. So you cannot hate anyone. Since you know the seed and you know the tree. So you cannot hate anyone in this drama. Players in the game, they don't hate each other. If the A group is playing with B, so team A doesn't hate team B. They do want to defeat, but they do not hate. There is no personal hatred amongst them. So this world is a game. There's a game going on. What sort of game? Game of victory and defeat. This 84 births, this Satyug, Golden Age, Silver Age, this is Copper Age, and this is Iron Age. So this is a game. Game of victory and defeat. Game of dark night, day and night. Game of Sadgati and Durgati. Game of happiness and sorrow. Game of knowledge and devotion. Game of, what is this game of? The world is a game. Game of Ram and Ravan. The game of Brahma's night, day and Brahma's night. The game of Brahmin's day and Brahmin's night. What else? This whole world is a game. Said. This world is a game of, it's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful play of, said already. So this is a beautiful game which is going on. And games are for enjoyment. And games are for learning. And games are to keep oneself busy. And games are for increasing one's physical strength, mental strength, moral strength. Games are for increasing enthusiasm. Games are for whiling away the time. So, games. And in this game, we have been given some beautiful toys. Just as there are toys of clay, plastic, wood, digital, and so on. Here also we have been given alaukik toys. What are they? Adverse situations. Now these adverse situations are toys. And any child would get bored if he keeps on playing with the same toy. So that's why variety of toys are needed. So that's why variety of adverse situations are needed to make the game entertaining. Excitement should be there in the game. The game is about all about excitement. So a lot of excitement is in the game. This is a very exciting game. Very interesting game. Very entertaining game. Very enjoyable game. And this game we are enjoying most at confluence age. We do not enjoy this game as much as we do enjoy it in Confluence Age. Why? Because at this point of time, we get to know that this is game. Till now, we never understood, we never knew that this is game. That's why we don't enjoy the game in Golden Age or in Silver Age. We don't even enjoy it in Copper Age or Iron Age. We start enjoying the game only and only when God descends on Earth. In today's Sakar Murli, there is one statement. Baba has come. This is a new thing. Baba has come. This is a new thing. So this is a new thing. That God has come and He has told you all the new things. But at another point of time in today's Murli, Baba said, these are not the new things. Baba has told you multiple times, so these are not the new things. So, this is a very enjoyable game, very exciting game, very interesting game, heart-throbbing game, where you wait with abated breath to see what will happen the next. Who will win and who will get lost. So Baba is saying to enjoy this game, and these adverse situations are toys. These adverse situations are toys. So what do you do with toys? Firstly, there are different varieties of toys. So same variety will not be there, different types of toys. And different materials of which toys are made. Otherwise you will get bored. Then these games are uses of these games, of these toys, make you strong. You enjoy them. You learn from them. They help you grow in life. And as I said, some of the toys are puzzles. Some of the toys are puzzles means you can't solve them. Puzzles means you do not know their answers. For example, there was a mathematician. He and his wife went to purchase some toys for their child. They went to the shop and they selected one puzzle, a jigsaw, where you have to make it like that, and some similar colors should come on every side. So, before purchasing, they want to make sure that it works. So, they were trying to solve it. So, first the wife tried, and then the father tried, the husband. But they were unable to do it. They tried very hard. Since he was a mathematician, so he was not about to give up. And it's a shop. And they want to purchase it for their child. So they want to make sure that it is a good proper puzzle. So they keep on trying for a very long time. But then he fails. Ultimately he goes to the shopkeeper and asks, "What sort of puzzle is this? I am not able to solve this. Can you show me how to solve it?" The shopkeeper says, "This puzzle is made not to be solved. It has been deliberately made like that. It has been purposefully made like this, not to get solved. And just to show to human beings that not every puzzle has a solution. There are some puzzles which would remain puzzle. There are some puzzles, they would remain puzzles. There are some mysteries, they would remain mystery. There are some secrets, they would remain secret throughout the drama." There's a beautiful word in English for puzzles, enigma. 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 That's why they say enigma covered, mystery covered in enigma, or enigma covered, wrapped in mystery. So, there are certain puzzles of life, they would remain unsolved. And what you have to do for them? Accept them. Accept some of the puzzles of life. probably we were never able to understand them. Though we should try, but then there would be some puzzles of life which nobody has ever understood. Nobody will ever understand in future even. So, it's a mystery, it's a puzzle, it's a secret, it's also conundrum. That's another word, conundrum. Conundrum. So this life, at times, presents us with such adverse situations, such toys, which remain unsolved. And what you have to do when things do not get solved? Accept them. And second, wait and watch. Wait and watch. Because time is the troubleshooter. Time is the one which would solve all the problems. Time is the ultimate healer. Time is the last and the final solution. Time is the best physician. It's the time that ultimately heals all the wounds of mind, all the deep unhealing wounds of the heart. So sometimes you have to wait for the time to take over. You cannot solve each and every mystery of life. You cannot crack each and every conundrum of life. Sometimes it is best to wait, to watch, to have patience, to see, rather than getting involved and trying to solve everything. Because we cannot solve everything. One must know that. So this world is a alaukik game. And these adverse situations, these circumstances, these difficult situations, they are the alaukik toys. So enjoy the toys. Look at toys. See them. Share them. And you have to share your toys with others. It's not just the adverse situation, but other things are also toys. If there are two children, A and B, and they are playing together, so A expects that B should share with him, and B expects that A should share with B. For example, there was a small girl and a boy, and the girl had lot many sweets with her, and boy had marbles. So the boy said, "You give me your sweets, I'll give you my marbles." So the girl was very simple and innocent. She gave all her sweets to the boy. But the boy had a big marble. So he gave all other marbles except that big one. He kept that big marble with him. And they left. The boy went to sleep. And he was thinking, she must not have given me the biggest sweet, probably, which she had. Just as I have kept the biggest marble with me, she also must have done like that. So when you are selfish and when you don't give, you start thinking in the similar manner for others, and you are restless while the girl is going home and sleeping nicely, while the boy is awake because he is thinking that she has not given me her biggest piece of sweet. Just as he kept his marble, probably she also kept her sweet. So you have to share your toys. Then you enjoy the game more. Toys are less important, game is more important. So toys and games. And one more thing. You don't have to steal others' toys. Don't steal away their toys. For example, a child comes running in his home and tells his mother, "Mother, mother, please hide all the toys that we have because my friend is coming." So mother says, do you fear that he will take your toys? He says, no, they are his. I have taken him. He will identify his toys. That's why I hide them. So world and toys. World is a game and adverse situations are toys. So enjoy the game of the world. Enjoy this alaukik game. Play it. Enjoy it. Learn from it. Grow with it. Explore the game. And one more thing. One must know the rules of the game. One must know the rules of the game. One is going to play cricket. And one doesn't know the rules of cricket. What he will he be able to enjoy? Or will they allow him? Never. You enjoy the game only when you play, taking care of the, abide by the rules of the game. So you must know the rules of the game. So what are the rules of this world game? Baba said world is a game. So what are the rules of this game? The first rule is that anyone who is born will die. That is the rule of the game. So don't get sorrowful. The second rule of the game is anybody who takes birth would become old. That's the second rule of the world. Rule of the game. The third rule of the game is diseases. All diseases will come some or other time. Adi bhautik, adi daivik, adi dhyatmik. Vyadhi they are known as in scriptures. The fourth rule of the game is as you sow, so shall you reap. So it's a karma philosophy. It's the rule of the game. You must know the karma philosophy that whatever I have done, the same thing will come back to me. If I send hatred, don't expect that love will come back to me. If I am sending out jealousy, same thing will come back to me. If I am conspiring against somebody, if I am plotting against somebody, I myself will get trapped in that plot one day. If I malign somebody, if I condemn somebody, if I abuse somebody, if I cast aspersions on somebody, the same abuse, the same insult, the same stone which I pelted at people would come back to me. So the game of the rule of the game, world game is karma philosophy. What else? The rule of the game is the world will become tamopradhan no matter what you do. The world would become tamopradhan. The souls would become tamopradhan. The elements would become tamopradhan. Everything which was pure, pristine, sacred, in due course of time would deteriorate. The deterioration of the world is the rule of the game. So you must know the rules of the game. Otherwise, you will become very, very unhappy. So, today's slogan. Continue to move along while considering this world to be an alaukik game. An adverse situation to be alaukik toys. Om Shanti.